This is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with this week's selection. I'm going to read a poem by Howard Stein. He's just retired as a professor at the Medical University in Oklahoma. Howard has sent us some wonderful poems over the years, and I like this one because it goes in tandem with what we're trying to teach our medical students and nursing students at the university, and that is the story behind the story. There's always a chief complaint that supposedly brings a person to the office or to the hospital. And what we try and do in the educational arena is to encourage students to talk with patients to find out the story that's behind that supposed chief complaint. Because oftentimes what makes you angry or irritated at a patient will be far displaced when you know the story behind that patient's life. So this is Howard's poem called Appointment at the Doctor's. She tries to hold her life together with baling wire and duct tape. Sometimes it stays, other times it unravels and breaks apart. She and her mother, a grocery store cashier and a housekeeper, are the sole providers. They can't afford a car and get around town by asking relatives for rides and taking the city bus. It is a blustery winter day. Her youngest of three kids is sick with high fever, cough, aches, kept her up all night. She called the doctor's office in early morning and was worked in their schedule today. Her mom stayed home and watched the other two kids. She bundled up her little son and walked to the first bus stop. They waited. The bus was late. Like it was sometimes early. You could never count on the schedule. Then there was the transfer and waiting for the second bus. At last, they walked from the bus stop to the doctor's office more than an hour late for their appointment. The receptionist scolded her for being late. So did the nurse after her. They called her difficult, unreliable, inconsiderate. Didn't she understand what a schedule is for? But someone in the back of the clinic, a doctor, a nurse, overheard the clamor and said, "Let them stay. We'll work them in. You never know what some people have to go through to get here."